For Theater Talk on WBFO, I'm Peter Hall.
And I'm Anthony Chase.
Anthony, I kind of like the edgy stuff that goes on during the Infringement Festival, but I have to admit, I'm not really sure how to describe the Infringement Festival. What is it exactly?
Infringement festivals came into being in response to the phenomenon of fringe festivals becoming too mainstream. The fringe festival, Edinburgh, had a theater festival, and then there'd be a fringe festival where people who didn't get into the festival in tents and bars and little nooks and crannies would be able to perform. Well, in time, that became so competitive that that also was kind of middle-of-the-road mainstream. So where did the real quirky, edgy stuff go? And so into being comes infringement festivals, much more in the spirit of the original fringe. So that's what's happening, and Buffalo's keeps going. In some years, there's more theater and some less. This year, I see three off the top available for people to see. Donahoke's play, Hearts of Stone.
Well, let me jump in and just say that the cast list for that Hearts of Stone is like the A-list or an A-list of Buffalo actors. It's a reading, though, right?
It's a reading, yes. And in the summer, people more available, and for a reading, people more available, so you can get Kyle LoConte directing with Josie DiVincenzo and Phil Nerzer and Ben Michael Moran, Melinda Karpeles-Rowe, and so on. It's not as big a commitment as a full production to perform in the Infringement. And so things like that can happen. And she's doing it at the alleyway, clearly not leaving anything to chance, getting herself a theater. And Brazen Face Varlet's coming out with a piece based on the Joan of Arc material from Shakespeare called Shakespeare's La Pucelle. Frank Canino with a piece called Hearts Young and Gay, Part 1. The entire Infringement will have stuff, all around that people can access.
And interesting / different venues, La Pucelle over at Rust Belt Books and Hearts Young and Gay over at the Karpeles Manuscript Library. So folks who haven't been to those places in a while, this might be a great opportunity. I have to mention Macbeth, Shakespeare in Delaware Park, opened last night, also with a nice A-list of great Buffalo actors.
Indeed, Matt Whitten, Lisa Vitrano, Macbeth, always popular in the park.
Well, it's popular everywhere. I don't know how many Macbeths I've seen. What is it about Macbeth and Romeo and Juliet? I mean, they over and over and over, everybody wants to put them out.
I thought you were going to say Hamlet. This is the summer of Hamlet. I've been asked by a number of different people, did I see Hamlet? And they're all talking about a different one. Just, here, there, and everywhere. It's not that large a repertoire, and if you boil it down to the greatest hits, that's what's going to happen. We see the phenomenon at the Shaw Festival. It's like Pygmalion again. They're not doing it this summer, but, they must have that. How do we re-energize this?
And I must say, Romeo and Juliet is coming down to Chautauqua at the Bratton Theater in August. I got to go down and see Detroit 67 on the actual 50th anniversary day of the Detroit riots on July 23rd. It is really, really moving and powerful. Great set.
You've been marveling at this highly realistic set, but also the projections, you said.
Yes, and this was one of those moments. Now, I know that you, along with David Mamet, the playwright, do not like talkbacks, but we're so glad that we stayed because during the talkback, it was revealed that the visuals, which show up intermittently during the play of the Detroit riots, at some point changed from actual footage of Detroit to actual footage of Ferguson.
How depressing is that?
You better believe it. Yeah. Everyone in the audience just let out this gasp. What has it been? 50 years and nothing has changed.
Yeah, extraordinary. And for the record, I do enjoy the talkbacks at Theater of Youth Company.
How can you not?
I like to hear children ask questions.
Anyway, Detroit 67, it's by Dominique Morisseau. She has written a number of plays that take larger worldwide or at least national events and then bring them down into a real intimate setting.
And then in real life, over the past little more than a week, Buffalo's theater community lost a fine actor in Tom Zindel. Heart attack at the age of 60, made his mark many years ago in Billy Bishop Goes to War, but noted for his meticulous and carefully wrought performances in many of Buffalo's stages. A memorial for him was held at the Lenox Hotel where the second it was announced, I said, the room's not big enough, and indeed it was not, but a heartfelt tribute to him. And then tomorrow, some of his friends getting together, 9 p.m., everyone's welcome, at Founding Fathers Pub on Edward near Delaware, starting at 9, to raise a glass to Tom Zindel. He will be greatly missed.
For Theater Talk on WBFO, I'm Peter Hall.
And I'm Anthony Chase.